Phil and OC show continues on here on ESPN 700. It is Super Week. Yep, 6 days from now, it's the Patriots and the Seahawks. And I hope we have come very close to the end of talking about PSI and inflation of bladders inside of footballs. Please tell me, OC, that we are near the end of talking about inflate, deflate gate, and we could talk about how the Patriots are going to deal with Cam Chancellor and Marshawn Lynch and things like that instead of the needle that goes. Usually when you're talking about needles in football, you're talking about the kind to go in the rear end of guys to let them be able to play, not the kind to go into footballs.
I have made a resolution for the week to not talk about PSI at all.
Very good.
No Deflategate speak from me.
So with our guest, who is an NFL insider with ESPN and ESPN.com, he joined us a week or so ago, we will talk very little, if at all, about inflate or Deflategate, whatever you want to call it. Field Yates with us from ESPN.com and ESPN insiders, NFL insider with us. And apparently, the only guy in Bristol who works in Bristol that didn't get the invite to Glendale. You're in the snow in Boston. Is that right, Field?
I'm in the snow in Boston. Right now, it's hard to tell how much is actually sticking to the ground, but it's going to be looking like Park City, Boston, if I say so myself, by about tomorrow mid-afternoon. I might have to get the cross-country skis to make it from my house to the gym or to the grocery store or anywhere else I might have to go on Tuesday.
Before we talk about the Patriots and the Seahawks, before we talk about the Super Bowl, I want to talk about the game of the year. The Pro Bowl. Everybody loves the Pro Bowl, right? No. Seriously, though, they've eliminated the AFC-NFC thing. They've made it Michael Irvin, Chris Carter picking teams, more of a playground vibe. Has that made this game better? Is it more appealing to fans because they're kind of acknowledging now, the NFL is, that it is just kind of a pickup football game?
Well, I mean, I think that the reality is that's what it has to be. I mean, you can't have a grueling NFL-style game when your best players are on display and the inherent risk that comes with that, especially with some of them set to be free agents and others who are already dealing with the wear and tear of the NFL season. So I think we have to kind of come to terms with the fact that the Pro Bowl is basically a glorified game, as you mentioned, of it is for the fans, for entertainment. It is what it is. I think that they found a nice way to kind of keep the fans entertained, and the draft and the buildup and the, you know, the former players serving as coaches alongside the actual NFL coaching staff. It's not something I think we need to get too wound up about. You know, the ratings suggest that it continues to drive good interest amongst NFL fans. I find myself watching it each year. If you want to think of it as another football game, that's not what it is. If you want to think of it as a fun, enjoyable evening, that to me is the heart of the Pro Bowl.
Speaking of fun, enjoyable evenings, hanging out with a guy like Josh Gordon could make for a fun and enjoyable evening, unless you're trying to keep yourself clean and play NFL football. We actually had Josh Gordon in Salt Lake City for all of about 6 months. He could never stay clean enough to pass a drug test to play for the University of Utah, so he then moved on to the National Football League after leaving Baylor. He's now apparently failed another drug test, Field. I mean, seriously, what does this guy honestly have a future in the National Football League, and is it in Cleveland?
Well, just to clarify on the failed drug test, you know, the testing that Josh Gordon is subject to is not simply limited to drugs such as marijuana and things he's been had struggles with in the past. It does include alcohol, which the latest report is that this was an alcohol-related incident and not a marijuana or other drug-related incident. And, I think it's sort of sad. I think anybody who deals with their struggles, it's going to be a sad situation. I think that there's a different level of intrigue because of the fact that he's such a talented NFL player. I don't know what the future is for Josh Gordon in the National Football League. Certainly, if he can clean his act up, he's still young. I believe he's he's under 24 years old, not yet 24. So this is not a player in the back half of his career in terms of age and physical specimen and everything that it goes into being an NFL player. But I do think that he needs to take some time to make some serious decisions. Perhaps it's about insulating himself with good people around him. Perhaps it's about seeking professional help. That's information I think all of us don't necessarily know, and we hope for the best for Josh Gordon. you know, for the Browns, I think they need to prepare as if Josh Gordon is not going to be a part of their future, because there have been too many times where he hasn't been reliable enough for them, and that spans over multiple regimes, multiple quarterbacks, multiple head coaches, et cetera. This is a team that needs to look and build towards its future without Josh Gordon as a given, rather than building around him going forward.
Field Yates, our guest here on the Bill and O.C. Show on ESPN 700.
In the grand scheme of things, Field, this NFL season has been marred by controversy early on, the cover-up or lack thereof with the whole Ray Rice thing. Now we've removed ourselves from that several weeks, several good games, etc., although the primetime games were abysmal for the most part this year. Now we're heading into the granddaddy of them all, the Super Bowl. Is there going to be, in fans' mind, in the mind of media, in the mind of people who pay so much attention to the NFL, is this season and is this Super Bowl, I guess, by extension, diminished because of all the sort of extracurricular trouble that happened in the NFL this year? Or on Sunday, are we all just going to be talking about the commercials and the game and Marshawn Lynch and the rest?
The game will not be diminished, and the team that wins the game on Sunday shouldn't be diminished in any capacity, because they still work their tails off from, you know, dating back to, you know, the day after the Seahawks won the Super Bowl last year to get points. You know, public perception-wise, I don't think fans are going to look at this Super Bowl specific to the game through a tinted view. I think they're going to sit there on Sunday, and they're going to enjoy it, and they're going to enjoy everything that comes along with the Super Bowl. You know, I think the question maybe you're asking is, what's the perception of the NFL, the league office, those who are instrumental in shaping maybe the, you know, the public image of the league? That's a different question. And I think that there are some people who are certainly frustrated right now by the NFL and how things have transpired over the past year, both on and off the field, specific to Sunday and the Seahawks and the Patriots. Both of these teams deserve the credit for making it this far. And even though someone's going to have to be a loser, I know there are, you know, there's no more victories in football, it's been a successful season for both franchises.
I guess a better question would be, when the season's all said and done, does the NFL need to do anything special in this off season to address the newly cynical fans or the newly jaded fans that maybe are waffling on their hardcore interest? Because, you know, we saw some of the skeletons in the closet this season.
I think there are a couple ways to look at it. You know, I think that, you know, there is the possibility that, I mean, the NFL is going to have a public outreach. I mean, they're going to, you know, that's part of what they do as a league. They're trying to cultivate and foster strong relationships with their fans. That's part of what they, you know, as a league, they aim to do. At the same time, you know, the league has an important role in terms of making, you know, promoting the right message and doing its part in issues that have become, bigger issues, or I should say the spotlight has grown bigger because of league and league-related incidents. It's something that the league certainly, you know, keeps tabs on and tries to do its best to help out. And I guess, you know, I'm not exactly sure there's a perfect answer to the question. I think the league, every offseason, aims to do its best to not only improve the game on the field, but try to improve everything it stands for off the field.
13 days between the last games. Advantage who on Sunday going into the game, Field?
Specifically between the two teams? I guess it's a toss-up, guys. I mean, really, that's what we're at. It's the two best teams in football, best defense versus best offense in football. I'm not sure you can say with much conviction that one team is clearly better than the other. I think at this point what it comes down to is that, you know, we have to understand that on any given Sunday, if the team plays its best, like, do I think the Patriots' best is better than the Seahawks' best? I think it might be. That being said, it's no guarantee that you're going to get the Patriots' best or the Seahawks' best. That's why I think it comes down to basically a coin flip.
So you don't give either one, you don't give one team or another in the Field Yates mind, neither team has an advantage. You see it as a true pick'em game.
I think it's a true pick'em game, guys. Listen, I picked the of my many preseason predictions, very few of them were close to accurate, but I did have the Seahawks over the Patriots in the Super Bowl, so I'm sort of married to that pick at this point. But it, you know, going forward, you know, I think that it's certainly a close to, or if not a pick-up game, pick 'em game.
I've said that I believe the window on the Patriots dynasty, if you will, is closing. I know it's been, 8 years now since they won a championship, but I still consider them a perennial contender and a dynasty by extension of that. How much longer do you think that the Belichick-Brady, that the whole Patriot vibe is going to continue? Because time catches up with everyone. We're seeing it catch up to Peyton Manning. How much longer is Tom Brady especially going to be a top-quality quarterback in the NFL?
Listen, I don't think there's any reason to think he won't be successful through the balance of his contract, which goes through 2017. Listen, we can certainly point to the fact that Brady is 37 years old right now, but if you had no idea how old Tom Brady was, and you saw him play Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, you wouldn't think of number 37. You might think of a guy who's closer to 30 than he is closer to 40. So is there any reason to believe that he can't play beyond 2017? I don't think so. That being said, I also think he's the kind of player that will want to not just retire when there's no longer work for him in the NFL, but a player who will take enough pride in going out when he feels like he's accomplished everything that he imagined he could accomplish, and that he feels like he's no longer playing at the level that he sets as a standard for himself.
Field, the matchup that decides this game on the field Sunday is where?
I don't think we can say, guys. If the Seahawks can't slow down Rob Gronkowski, it could go in the Patriots' favor. If the Patriots can't slow down Marshawn Lynch, it could go in the Seahawks' favor. But I don't think we're sitting here and saying to ourselves, yeah, that's the one matchup that turns the fortune of this game. That's how close these two teams are. They are that even.
What's the best prop bet that's out there on Super Bowl week? One of the funnest things about the Super Bowl is you can bet on everything to the coin toss. If you were a betting man, where would you be laying money on one of those weird prop bets?
And to be honest with you, I haven't really paid too much. I've been too busy, believe it or not, thinking about a deflated football all week. I haven't really spent too much time.
Don't do it, Field.
Worrying about or looking. Well, I don't have a choice. I haven't had too much time to look at the prop bets. If there's one that I don't know who's supposed to score the first touchdown of the game. I don't know. That's always an interesting one.
Are the Patriots and this era of Patriot football tainted with Spygate and now Deflategate? And does anybody in New England care?
I think that everybody cares about the integrity of the game, and legacy and perception. That's a matter of public opinion. There are people who believe the Patriots are a franchise that has some sort of black cloud hanging over its head, and there are others who look at it and say, "Listen, it's impossible to be this successful for so long and not have all the critical elements to a foundation of a football team." And that's 6 Super Bowl appearances in 13 years. That's really hard to do, guys. I think you have to appreciate what they've been able to accomplish for such a long time.
I'm one of those people who thinks in the NFL, and really all professional sports, if you're not fudging the rules, if you're not at least toeing the line, you're probably not trying. Are we really supposed to think that the Patriots are any dirtier or they push the boundaries any further than other teams out there? I just think they've gotten caught twice. Everyone else is doing this stuff, right?
I think it's one of those where it's a matter of public opinion. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I don't know of other teams that have skirted the rules per se. At the same time, I'm not saying that they haven't. So I think this is more a public perception thing than it is anything else. It's not like there is one way a person has to feel in either direction. I think that people are going to inherently have a strong opinion about the Patriots because they're successful. Success seems to breed some level of, in some ways, contempt, jealousy, whatever, envy, whatever word you want to use to describe it. So I think the Patriots, in some ways, are going to continue to be the object of, scrutiny from people, regardless of what they do on the field. And that's something that I think that here in New England, not too many people worry about because it's just sort of the bar of Bill Belichick's line once again. It is what it is.
Before you go, do you think we get a classic on Sunday, or is it just another Super Bowl?
I think it's going to be a great game, guys. I can't think that, this game, I can't, sort of tout it as such a close pickup game that I have been throughout this interview and not think it's going to be a great Super Bowl. I think it's going to be a very, 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 very important, very critical, very exciting game. I wouldn't be surprised if we have one of the better Super Bowls in quite some time this Sunday.
ESPN NFL Insider Field Yates talk a little Super Bowl in Glendale, Patriots and Seahawks. Field, thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.